720 WGN. John Landecker, thanks for listening. 4:39. You know, we're another day closer to Halloween. Everything takes more time with the COVID, and we're going to find out how New Lenox is preparing for it. We've welcomed the mayor of New Lenox to WGN, Tim Balderman. Hello, Tim. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Welcome. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm sure this isn't the first time you've heard it, but being a kid that was born in the 60s, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You were my first DJ. I only had an AM radio in the early 70s, and it's just a thrill for me to be on the air with you.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it was fortunate there was only AM radio then, because gosh knows, what would have happened if we had all the competition out there now?
Well, let me tell you what would have happened. You and Uncle Larry would have still been number one, so it works for me.
Thank you very much. Now, let's get to, I appreciate that, and I hope the boss was listening. So, New Lenox is preparing for the Halloween celebration in the wake of COVID-19. A lot of talk about what to do or what not to do, and what have you guys come up with?
Well, you know, we addressed it. We wanted to get on it early. There was quite a bit of discussion in our community on social media in particular about, you know, Halloween better not be canceled or it better be canceled, that sort of thing. So rather than have that fester, we came up with a plan that we think works for everybody. We are going to do a few things. One, we've got our normal trick-or-treat hours, and on Saturdays by ordinance, they're always from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. But for those people that are concerned about little ones coming to their house or about the virus, we're doing a few other things. We're going to have a small event in our common center that's going to be spread out. There's going to be scarecrow decorations throughout our large commons area where parents can bring kids in their costumes to see that, and then they'll get a bag of candy for their kids from the village that was packed by our staff, only touched by our staff with gloves and masks. So it's safe. Those are for the ones who don't want their kids out trick-or-treating. We've also come up with a universal sign that people can hang on their door, you know, just politely saying, please, you know, don't knock on our door. You know, in other words, saying, I've got concerns. We really don't want trick-or-treaters to come to our house. So is the, for the people who are going out trick-or-treating, they can just walk on by so we're not having any confrontations or anything.
That's a great idea.
And then we have a local... Yeah, I hope it worked for everybody. And then we have a local sign company that's donating yard signs to the village for free for all of our residents that want them, that can put them in the yard saying, trick-or-treaters, welcome here. So it tries to address everybody's concerns and still let the kids have fun for those that want to participate.
Yeah, and I thought yesterday, the thought occurred to me that, you know, the concern about masks, and Halloween is all about masks. Not COVID-19 masks, but, you know, masks. And there should be some sort of way to combine them both. But I don't know what it is. But when you say mask at Halloween, you know, that's what you think of. And masks are in the news every day. I don't know. Maybe a mask with a pumpkin on it. I really don't have a follow-up. It was just a thought. Thank you so much, Mayor, for being with us. And I hope everything works out there in New Lenox.
I think it will. We've got a great community. Everyone's respectful of each other. So for those that have concerns about it, as they should, we're addressing them. For those who want to practice, we're just asking them to practice safely. Go out and have a great time, but just do it in a safe and respectful manner.
Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thanks, John. You too. Take care.
Thanks. I like that idea of a universal sign that you can print off of a computer and put on your door. It's a good move.